mentioned earlier how investors have been pouring lots of money, billions of dollars, into so-called smart beta investments. But how are portfolio managers determining really how to allocate investor money among the many choices that are out there? Let's ask one. Grant Engelbart is portfolio manager at CLS Investments, investment manager, ETF strategist, who in fact just launched 8 new smart ETF models just yesterday.
That's right.
Right? Yesterday, Monday? Tuesday?
On Halloween, the 31st. Halloween.
Nice to have you here on Bloomberg Radio.
Yeah, nice to be here.
There are so many choices, right? And everybody's looking for yield and trying, exploring the world of smart beta as there are more and more choices out there. How do you as an investment manager kind of make choices, decide where you want to go?
Sure.
And I'm guessing for different investors, it's going to mean different things.
It does. So personally, we invest based on risk. So our clients have a risk profile and we allocate portfolios according to that risk profile.
Right.
But in that risk profile for clients, we determine the choices to make amongst the ETF universe is wide and vast. As you mentioned, over 2,000 ETFs in the United States and a lot of strategic beta or smart beta names that are growing in number. We really look at three things amongst others, but the methodology of the ETF. So digging into that, part of the transparency of ETFs is not only can you see the underlying holdings, but it's also can you see their methodology that a specific index tracks. So that's a huge benefit to investors that they should dive into.
Number one, but do you feel like the transparency is there?
We do. Some of the index documents do get a little lengthy,
yeah.
But it is worth the investor's time to dig into that and understand why an ETF allocates the way it does.
Okay, so methodology is number one.
Correct. We think exposure, and these are in no particular order, I guess I'll say, exposure is also very important. That's why are you buying an ETF in the first place? Do you just want broad market exposure? That's great, and that's very inexpensive nowadays. Or do you want to be more nuanced? Do you want to have exposure to individual countries or factors or sectors or whatever it may be?
Mm-hmm.
So having that exposure and finding an ETF that is giving you the best expression of that exposure is very important. And then it's cost. And cost has multiple elements to it. Expense ratio is one of them. And that's a big reason. Obviously, we've seen flows into the space. But also, it's the ability to trade an ETF efficiently. And it's also the ability of the ETF sponsor to track an index efficiently.
So if you take those three criteria, does it then whittle down the choices dramatically?
It definitely helps, but there still are a number of a number of options. It whittles that funnel down for sure, but you're still left with a number of names. And coming up with those on our side, we like to look at the historical risk characteristics of the ETFs, and then also all of these products have a backtest. Almost all of them have a backtest associated with them.
Although we talked about earlier that backtesting,
they always look good.
Yes, they do.
But you need
to dig
into those.
My favorite thing when a guest comes on, well, we backtested. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so did everybody else. But you need to really dig into that and look at it over multiple periods and multiple environments and then discount it somewhat going forward.
How do you help an investor, though, when you're looking at this world, trying to figure out the choices for them, how do you help them define and really understand risk?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, we actually, shameless plug, have a system we call risk budgeting. And so we try to make that simplistic number for the client, where we measure it using a series of different risk metrics to kind of equate it to a single number. And then we match that number with the client's portfolio and with their risk tolerance level. So that's how we kind of whittle down risk, which is a very nuanced term. It's a very
Correct.
Difficult term. And
could be
and
subjective
exactly,
to some extent.
Exactly. And risk at the end of the day is, a client not meeting their goals. And so we think that if a client's allocated to their proper risk budget, then they will meet their goals because they'll stay invested for the long term. And that's ultimately what's going to
Do
be
investors
most beneficial.
Tend to come to you and they overestimate the amount of risk that they're willing to take, or do they underestimate?
That's a very interesting question. It kind of depends on the market environment.
Interesting good or interesting bad?
a little of both. In a market like what we're seeing now, you see more extremes, right?
Yeah.
You see people overestimating the risk a lot and underestimating, not taking enough risk. And so we think that's a very important thing to make sure that you're calibrated properly to it and not be influenced by other factors. And so we work very closely with financial advisors and their clients to make sure that they're in the right spot.
How does kind of having more strategic or more smart beta options kind of make your job easier in terms of finding, because you work so much with risk and risk profiles, how does it make it easier to kind of find things that really fit into an investor strategy and
sure.
portfolio?
Sure, that's a great question. certain smart beta products have lower risk profiles, or some have higher risk profiles. So what we can do by allocating, say, to a product that has a lower risk profile is we can allocate more of an investor's portfolio to an area that we like, say emerging markets.
Yeah.
If we have emerging markets ETF that has a lower risk profile than the overall market, then we can deliver more of that asset class for the client's portfolio, which ultimately leads to better returns for them down the road.
So more flexibility and kind of playing around.
Absolutely.
And really getting at the exposure that they want. Thank you so much. What's the interesting trend right now in the ETF world that you find fascinating? You just got about 15 seconds.
I think it's the large asset management firms getting into the ETF space. Large active managers, JP Morgan obviously being one of them, but
yeah.
Franklin Templeton was seeing another several other firms of that size catching on to the trend of ETFs and coming in.
Great to get some time with you. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Grant Engelbart, he's portfolio manager at CLS Investments, joining us here live at JPM headquarters.